this week's podcast in English.com, we're looking at the top three best-selling Christmas toys.
A London department store looked at their toy sales over the past 50 years, and these three were the most popular.
And they were a 3D puzzle, a doll, and a board game.
Now, number one, Richard, is the doll.
Well, actually, yes, it's a range of dolls, isn't it? The Cabbage Patch Kids. My sister had one. I think they became popular in the 1980s.
Yeah, and they remain very popular. They're about 14 inches tall, which is what?
35 centimetres.
And they're made of cotton, so they're kind of soft and cuddly.
Yes, they're not plastic, are they?
No, I think they're nice to hold. And they're for little girls, I think, aged 3 and above.
Mm. And the price?
I thought this was quite expensive. The average price, 40 to 50 quid, 40 to 50 pounds.
Mm, it is quite expensive, I think. Okay, number two on the list.
Is the 3D puzzle, Richard.
It's got to be the Rubik's Cube.
Did you have a Rubik's Cube?
I didn't actually myself, no.
Oh, my brother did.
I knew a lot of people that had them, though.
And again, they became very popular in the early 1980s as well.
Yes, invented by a Hungarian architect.
Yeah, and just a 2¼ square cube that you have to move the sides so all the colours line up. I think it's mainly for boys and men. What do you think?
Yes. But I think boys, really. I don't think many men buy them. But
they
yes.
They do.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. Still very popular.
Still very popular.
And so how much do they cost nowadays, then?
Well, certainly a lot cheaper than one of those dolls, Richard. You can get them for 10 quid, 10 pounds.
Mm, fair enough.
So number three, Richard, is the board game. We like board games.
Love them.
And this is the oldest of all the toys, invented way back in 1903 by an American game designer, a woman. It's Monopoly, of course.
Got to be. Different versions in different countries.
And the modern version that you can buy nowadays is almost identical to when it became very popular in the 1970s in the UK.
And the price of that nowadays?
Well, I think this is good value for money, £12.
A bargain.
Absolutely. But my only concern is that you sometimes fall out with people when you play them.
There's always an argument, and it always seems to go on far too long.
But it's a family thing, so it's nice for everyone to sit round the table together.
Yes, I think it's very interesting, Jackie, that in this day and age, when computer games and video games are hugely popular, the three top ones are still fairly traditional.
Exactly.